Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. When you're in the hospital and experiencing discomfort and or pain, the nurses and the doctors may come in and ask you to rate your pain on a scale of 1 to 10. Sometimes they even have a little picture diagram for you. With 1 being no real pain at all, and 10 being as much pain as anyone could possibly bear. I have often been with folks in the hospital, in the middle of a conversation with them, when they've been asked this question about their pain. And on more than one occasion, I've heard these patients with whom I've been having this conversation say to the doctor or the nurse that their pain is about an 8 or a 9 on a 10-point scale. And while I feel bad that they're in pain, I have a hard time believing that they could be carrying on a rather normal conversation with me while suffering from a pain of an 8 or greater. You see, I know pain. I know how debilitating and energy-consuming it can be. My wife and daughters have never once had to ask me if I was in pain when I've suffered from my sciatica or my migraine headaches. They could tell when I was hurting. It was written all over my face and in all of my bodily movements. I couldn't hide it even though I tried. And it took every bit of energy and determination to make it through the next moment and the next moment and the next moment. And so you see, thus someone who's suffering from pain on an 8 or a 9 on a scale going up to 10 would never have to say a single word to a nurse or a doctor about being in pain. For anyone observing their behavior and their actions would know that they are in pain. And so it is with love. If you love someone, it will show in how you treat and act toward that someone without ever having to say a single word. And if you don't love someone, all of the words that you speak will not convince that someone that you love them. Love is an attitude, an emotion, a quality that is defined by one's actions. Thus, you cannot tell your wife that you love her in one moment and smack her across the face in the next moment. That's not love. You may have special feelings inside toward your wife, and you may be attracted to her more than you are attracted to other women, but none of that is love if your actions are not then also patient and kind and protective and trustworthy and forgiving. Too many of us have grown up with a wrong understanding of love, defining it all too often as an internal feeling rather than an external action. To love is to do. It's not merely to think or to feel. And thus, John defines love for God as being obedient to his commands. You see, it's not enough for us to have warm, fuzzy feelings about God. As his followers, we are called to do what he has commanded us to do. Such is the demonstration of our love for him. And also the incarnation of his love in us. At the end of John's gospel, as Jesus is speaking with Simon Peter on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, Jesus asked Peter three times, incidentally, the same amount of times that Peter denied knowing Jesus. He says to him, Simon, do you love me? And Simon Peter is quick to answer Jesus, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And then Jesus responded to him by saying, feed and take care of my sheep and my lambs. You see, Jesus doesn't accept Peter's words as proof of his love for Jesus. He gives Peter something to do to demonstrate and make concrete that love of which he has just spoken. For that which is merely professed, but not then also performed, is no love at all. John said in chapter 3 of his epistle, if anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. Words are cheap. They are a dime a dozen. Anyone can say, I love you. But not many will do what it takes to illustrate those professed words of commitment and affection. Lots of people in our lives will tell us that they love us. But how many people will really do? How many people can we really count on to do those things that demonstrate love? To be there when it's not convenient. To be there when it's costly. To be there when it calls for sacrifice. I did not grow up in an overly affectionate or demonstrative home. The words, I love you, were not commonly spoken words by my parents to us children or by us children to our parents. But never, not even once, did any of us four kids ever question our parents' love for us. No, I believe did they ever question our love for them. It was evident every day in the way that they treated us and cared for us and sacrificed for us and provided for us. And such is true also the way that we respected and obeyed them. Thus also, we don't have record of Jesus going around Galilee and telling everyone, I love you. In fact, I couldn't find a single reference in the entire Gospels of that. But we do have a record of Jesus going around Galilee in his ministry, demonstrating his love for everyone. Over and over again, his actions are his words. His actions screamed out, I love you, in everything that he did. Finally, and especially his action of going to a cross as the sacrifice for our sin. Notice that none of Jesus' seven statements while he was on the cross were, I love you. And yet we all know of his great love for us. because he laid down his life for us. He died and he rose that we might know God's forgiveness and God's gift of everlasting life. And now, as his forgiven children, he calls us to demonstrate our love for him by being obedient to his command to love others. And not just love them with empty words and warm sentiments, but to love them with actions and in truth. To feed the hungry, to visit the lonely, to care for the sick, and so on. We are called to be and to do for others what Jesus would be and do if he were here still walking among us visibly. He calls us to be the incarnation of his love in the world and to the world around us, right here and right now. That's a tall order, but one that we can do through the strength that he gives us, and one that we can do through the Spirit, his Spirit, who has made his home within us. Do you love God? Then show it. Love each other. For Jesus' sake, amen.